This is a memorial stone for Henry Price.
It all started at a colonial tavern on what's now State Street in Boston, where a fella named Henry Price gathered 17 fellow men and established the first Grand Masonic Lodge in the New World.
Henry Price received a deputation appointing him Grand Master of Masons in New England in the year 1733.
That's Robert Huke, a longtime Mason who serves as the communications director for the Massachusetts Grand Lodge. The Freemasons trace their roots to the stonemason guilds of the 14th century, but they got their formal start in England in 1717. Huke says that the Masons have been making good men better men at the corner of Boylston and Tremont for more than 150 years.
The building that currently stands at the corner of Tremont and Boylston Street is actually the third building that we've had in this location.
The Masons' all-time roster is pretty impressive and includes a handful of founding fathers like Benjamin Franklin, George Washington, and John Hancock. Heck, Paul Revere was a Grand Master right here in Massachusetts.
The thing that I think we look at today and can take pride in terms of the fraternity is some of the ideals and the lessons that we have espoused since before the founding of the country that we see in documents like the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution.
Like many fraternal organizations, such as the Elks or the Knights of Columbus, the Masons put a premium on self-improvement and service to the community. But unlike most other fraternities, the Masons have inspired a truly impressive bevy of conspiracy theories.
There are the camps that kind of think that the Masons are behind and pulling all the levers of the world economy and politics and things like that.
Dan Brown's Da Vinci Code and the Nicolas Cage-led National Treasure movies have stoked those fires in recent years. And while the Masons don't have Jesus' bones or know who killed JFK, walking around the vast gilded rooms and the oil painting-laden hallways of the Grand Lodge, it does kinda seem like they might. The Masons have secret handshakes, secret words, and secret places.
So this space is known as a chamber of reflection, and I don't exactly know what takes place here because it is a room that is used by one of the groups in the York Rite, which is an organization, the Masonic family, and I have not taken my degrees in that group yet.
They march around an altar during ceremonies that have gone unchanged for hundreds of years.
It's not scary at all. There's nothing that takes place that you'd be embarrassed to reveal to your mother or your wife.
And they do it in special gear.
Members do wear aprons. Our officers will have regalia, which are jewels that are symbolic of their office. So not costumes, but we do have some elements that we use to kind of dress up in.
Now, you don't have to know a Mason or get nominated to join, but there are qualifications. You have to be an adult male, and while the group is apolitical and non-denominational, you do have to believe in a supreme being.
We do background checks. We do look into the character. We talk to the references of our applicants to determine or to at least get a sense for whether this is a good person or not.
All told, the Grand Lodge here in Boston oversees 230 smaller lodges spread throughout 175 cities and towns in the Bay State. The Masons experienced their golden era in the 50s and 60s, so it's no surprise that the average age of their membership here is a little under 65. But thanks to an outreach effort in recent years,
ask at askafreemason.org,
and perhaps that higher pop culture profile, Huke says that interest among younger men is once again growing.
About 60% of the members who are joining today are pretty evenly divided between men 21 to 30 and men 31 to 40, with a small percentage of who are 18 to 20.
Perhaps laying the cornerstone for another 300 years. And who knows? By then, they may once again be chartering the first Grand Masonic Lodge in the New World, this time on Mars. The Freemasons, who established their first Grand Lodge in the Western Hemisphere, right here in downtown Boston, 281 years ago this week. From the Curiosity Desk, I'm Edgar B. Herwick III, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.